Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
All right, Miami Nation, US of A, and all of our listeners, this is SCU and Wally here on MSL Radio. I am SCU. Wally is not on today because she had a doctor's appointment, so she couldn't be on with us today. But I do have with me the CEO and founder of this wonderful company, Andrew R. Powell. What's going on, Andrew?
What's good, Miami? What's good, SCU?
Nope. So we're going to start today's show by talking about the wonderful city of Miami, which so far, what I'm seeing, it doesn't seem to be so wonderful. First off, we had Packers tight end Andrew Corliss. He got arrested in downtown Miami for shooting a gun in public. And then on Saturday, you had Jason Pierre-Paul, Giants defensive end. He was in Miami for fireworks, and he wound up injuring his hand severely during a fireworks incident. So, Andrew, because you obviously love the city of Miami, what is going on right now in the city of Miami with all these problems down at South Beach?
Well, what you got to understand is that about Miami, it's, you know how New York City is the city that never sleeps, the quote-unquote
right.
City that never sleeps? Yeah, Miami's pretty
right.
much the same thing. So what you got to understand about Miami is that it's a big party city, obviously, and there's a lot of crazy stuff that can happen in that city. As far as pulling a gun out, I mean, that can happen anywhere, but there are a lot of ghettos, quote-unquote, hoods in Miami. Stuff like that does happen in the city. But, you know, part of the city is broke. Not everybody's rich in Miami, so I don't really know how to explain the gun situation. As far as fireworks and injuries happening, look, you go on South Beach, there's degenerates out at 4 o'clock in the morning. Straight party. Drunk as hell. Stuff happens in Miami. I mean, as far as these fireworks with JPP and the whole Corliss gun situation, look, Miami could be a weird city, so that's the least of Miami's problems right there. But that's what makes Miami so beautiful, the fact that you can mix the paradise in with all of this crazy nonsense. I don't really know what to say about a gun. That can happen anywhere.
Well,
but yeah,
there's definitely a lot of fireworks
in MIA.
Yeah, there's a lot of fireworks going down at MIA, but it only seems to be with the 4th of July. It doesn't seem to be with much of anything else because the Miami Heat, their free agent period right now is very, very slow. They've tried to pursue so many free agents, and they haven't gotten anybody. They tried J.J. Barea, tried Marcus Aldridge. They're not pursuing Carl Crawford. I think they're also pursuing Carlos Boozer. And so far, it's just nothing right now. So other than NFL news down in Miami.
You do realize, though, Stephen, right, that the Miami Heat only have about $6 to spend, correct? They have no money left in their salary cap whatsoever. They have no money whatsoever. They can't. I don't even know why they're trying to have meetings with all these people if they can't even afford. Makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, the latest I know is that they're trying a sign and trade with the Clippers and Jamal Crawford. So hopefully they can make something work with that, because Jamal Crawford obviously a big name in the NBA.
Especially to compete with Cleveland. Yeah, you're going to need them to be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's, right. Miami, that's Miami's biggest need is a shooter. They get a shooter, they'll be fine.
Yeah. Like we said last night on the show, Miami's like a top 2 seed, if you know, as of right now, that's what it's looking like. Obviously, mm-hmm. Cleveland would be the one because LeBron. But other than that, Miami is the 2 seed. That's what it's looking like right now. There is big news going down with the Miami Heat. They are 3-0 in the summer league thus far, and Justice Winslow is a sensation. He is shining all throughout the summer league. The Heat are 3-0. You know, right now, and Justice Winslow stole the show. Him and Stanley Johnson have become fast friends through the summer league. So it looks like these two could have a good season together along with other players. So them being best friends, what about the relationship with LeBron and Wade? How do you know how that is? Like,
well, when you first sent me the lineup of the show, the first thing I thought about was, I mean, Stanley Johnson and Justice Winslow could potentially become best friends. But see, Dwayne Wade and LeBron James's relationship is very, very unique and very, very rare. Just because last summer, when LeBron James had left Miami, not only did he leave his best friend hanging, but he also made his best friend lose millions of dollars. So for Dwayne Wade to still be best friends with LeBron and still call him his brother, that's very, very unique. Because I'll be honest with you, if Steven, you my brother, you my MSL brother, but if you made me lose millions of dollars, they're going to be some problems. So that's what I'm saying. Dwayne Wade's relationship with LeBron James, it's very, very, very unique, very rare. You very rarely see anything like this. So I don't think that Justice Winslow and Stanley Johnson could ever get to that level. But if they ever did, hey, props to them. Props to them. Because that is a great relationship that LeBron and Wade have.
That's very cool. I like the fact that despite making him, so per se, lose millions of dollars, they could still be best friends. That's an awesome friendship right there.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So, by the way, this lineup is brought to you by Casey Wallet. She sent me this last night. She was like, oh, you guys talk about this. So I was like, okay, we'll take your suggestions and spit it out in today's show. See how it works out. And Casey believes that Jason Pierre-Paul not signing his franchise tag prior to this fireworks incident, it may not be a bad thing. Yes, it is. That's a terrible thing for the Giants defense. Like, what are you trying to say? The Giants defense is going nowhere without Jason Pierre-Paul. They don't have much of a secondary. The whole defensive line is Jason Pierre-Paul. There's no one else that
sticks
out.
And in the words of Adam Schefter, hands are important in any position.
I mean, yeah, they are. Well, obviously, quarterback season third ball. Marcius Kessler. Marcius Kessler.
Oh,
defensive
man.
Line needs to.
Did you hear that interview, though? Like, did you hear him try to explain it? Like, it sounded really sexual the way he said it.
I honestly did not hear that interview, but now that I think about it,
hands
that's
are
pretty,
important
guys are really
in
crazy.
Any position.
Now that I think about it, that is bad. That is crazy. So, way to go, Chester. Way to use your words. But Chase Pierre-Paul not signing this thing, that's a terrible position for the Giants, because without him, the defense is – obviously, the NFC East has the worst defense in the league, but this just makes it worse for the Giants. So not signing that franchise tag is going to hurt the Giants' defense this season. But their offense is going to help them, obviously, succeed this season, because they have Odell Beckham Jr., Victor Cruz come back healthy. Eli Manning, he's going to have a good season. Shane Vereen is a great outside runner. Now, so as far as the Cowboys offense goes, they're not the Cowboys, the Giants. Damn. Giants offense goes, they're fine. They seem fine to me. But who's not fine? That would be Florida State quarterback DeAndre Johnson.
No.
He is not fine. I actually I didn't watch the video until this morning when I was watching the herd on ESPNU. Wow. Yes, this lady started this fight, but there was absolutely no reason for him to go and hit her so hard. It was just like, bam. I was like, oh, no, he didn't. And right after she got punched, she basically just left the scene. I was like, oh, wow. And now he is no longer a Florida State Seminole. Obviously, he deserves it. That's what he gets for putting his hand on a woman. No.
Well, here's the thing. I agree with everything that you're saying. There is no excuse for any man out there to hit a woman. But it's like we were discussing a little bit on the show last night, and we'll probably discuss it more tonight. But I don't understand the hypocrisy of this country. It seems to be every time a sensitive topic comes up, everybody just looks at it from one angle instead of being like me and a few other select people and look at it from every aspect. I understand that DeAndre Johnson, and I love Florida State. I have a college degree at Florida State. So this hits kind of close to me. DeAndre Johnson, Jimbo kicked him off the team. I completely agree with that move. Kick his ass off the team. Ain't no need for that nonsense on Florida State, especially the football program. But what people need to realize, if you go back and watch that video, and I've seen it multiple times already, she started it. And I heard Rosillo talking about it earlier. Well, people are trying to defend it and say she started. Well, that's the truth. You guys always want to make a big deal about a video. He did. She did start that. She was the one that threw the fist first. Well, according to Eric, she shoved him. Okay, whatever. She still put her hands on him. Now, what he did in response was a little bit uncalled. Actually, it's completely uncalled for. But why does it seem in this society every time a woman creates violence, it's never a big issue, but as soon as a man does it, it's World War III? You're seeing this right here. Nobody even knows who in the hell DeAndre Johnson was. Nobody knew who he was before today. Nobody. But it's all over the national media, and that's all that everybody's been talking about since this video has leaked. But then you got a Hope Solo situation, and then you got the situation with Brittany Griner, and it's barely even in the media. You barely see anything in the media when it comes to a woman starting violence. And that's what I don't understand about this society. Mm-hmm. It's so hypocritical. Once again, I'm not advocating violence on women. I'm not advocating any kind of domestic violence. But my point is, if you're going to be so hard on a man for creating violence, we need to do the same thing to women who create that violence. It needs
right.
to go
Make
both
her.
Ways.
Yep. Gays have equality.
By the way,
it's about time
there is a championship celebration
say.
Going on right now, Steven.
Is
the women's team are celebrating, and Hope Solo's looking fine as hell in that gold medal. Point that out.
Man. As I said, the gays now have equality. It's time for genders to have the same when it comes to violence. We're going to come back. We're going to talk soccer. SCN Wally and MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, all right. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's
please
a lime and light.
Stop.
What
are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
To hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say
no,
it. You can't
no.
end it like this.
No,
so
right.
what are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting
Cruise
control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here. The time is now. The three sides have aligned once again. Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you. MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kansas Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
We are back on SCU and Wally on MSL Radio. I am SCU. Filling in for Casey Wallace today is Andrew R. Powell. And as the Women's National
Miami.
As the Women's National Team celebrates, I gotta figure out to let you guys know, they set a record for the most watched sports event in history when they beat Japan 5-2 in the Women's World Cup final.
Really?
So, yeah, they set a record. It was like, I don't remember the number.
Over Super Bowl?
Yep, they beat Super Bowl, I think it was Super Bowl 30, had the record. But women's national champions up next, time for the men. The men kick off the Gold Cup tonight against Honduras at the Toyota Stadium in Houston. Correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew, but the Toyota Stadium, is that the home of the Houston Rockets?
Yeah, you are correct about that.
Just making sure. Okay, so it's at the Toyota Stadium in Houston, Texas, tonight, 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock over here in on the East
USA,
Coast.
USA, USA,
exactly.
USA,
on Fox Sports
USA,
One.
USA, USA,
Game 2.
USA.
Today's Tuesday, so Friday, Game 2 is Friday against Haiti. Home of the Cheating Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts, again, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Fox Sports One. And July 13th is July 13th is next Monday. USA will play Panama at the Sporting Park in Kansas City, Fox Sports 1, 8:30 Central Time. So we're all hoping here at MSL Radio on MSL that the men can do what the women did and take home a championship. It's not the World Cup, but it's a trophy nonetheless. So
it's a gold.
Let's
cup.
Go USA. It's the great the Gold Cup. So let's go USA.
USA. USA. USA. USA. Woo!
Shirt on USA. Let's go. All right. So,
good night.
Next week starts All-Star Week. The Major League Baseball MSL will be covering everything All-Star Week. Not All-Star Weekend, but All-Star Week. Starts with the SiriusXM All-Star Futures game, Sunday at 3 on MLB Network. That sounds interesting. I never heard of it.
Some breaking news. Mark Stein tweets out, ESPN sources say the Celtics have agreed to send Gerald Wallace to the Warriors for David Lee. Good pickup for the Celtics. Good pickup.
Nice. Awesome. No, I don't know much about either player, but I guess it's a good trade.
I mean, it's not a headliner, but it's a good pickup for the Celtics.
Right. Continuing All-Star Week, the 2016 Gillette Home Run Derby, presented by Head & Shoulders, next Monday at 8 on ESPN. And then the All-Star Game, Tuesday, July 14th, 7:30 Eastern Time on Fox. So it's going to be fun covering the All-Star Week Major League Baseball. I can't wait to see how that all plays out. So I went on NFL.com yesterday because I love the NFL, my favorite sport. And I found an article, Top 5 Records That Will Never Be Broken. And the first one I saw, well, I only have like four of them here with me right now. Bears quarterback Jim McMahon, 25 straight games as a starter. So I'm as I read these off, I'm going to ask you, Andrew, do you think these records are going to be broken? We're going to start with 25 straight wins as a starter. Do you think that can be broken?
25 straight wins as a starter, and this is coming from the quarterback position, correct?
Yeah, Jim McMahon, former Bears quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think that'll ever be broken. No, that won't ever be broken.
I don't know. I can see maybe another perfect season and then another 9-0 start.
As a rookie?
No, not as a rookie. I'm just saying in general, maybe not in the near future. Maybe another 20, 30 years on down the road. But I think that record could be broken. You know, the Dolphins are a great team. They can't be the only undefeated team forever. You know, they've done it for the past 43 years.
Yeah, but in modern-day NFL, everybody's so much bigger, stronger, whatever the hell the phrase is, and it's just I can't see anybody ever going undefeated. Like, the Patriots will be the only modern-day team, in my belief, that will ever come close to that, just because that team – Tom Brady, like it's going to be hard to find somebody like a Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers, like, when he first started, he was good, yes, but he didn't hit that elite status till later, and that's what most rookies, that's what happens with them, that, yeah, an undefeated season could happen later on in their career, but if you're suggesting that somebody could start out 16-0, and then go another 9-0, I can't see that happening, especially in somebody's rookie year. That's hard to tell.
I'm not saying rookie. I'm just saying it could happen late in someone's career, you know? Like, Brady didn't do it until his, like, 7th, 8th year. I think it was 7th. But, you know, again, it doesn't have to be a rookie. The next one I found, Dick Nitrine Lane recorded 14 passes, intercepted 14 passes in a 12-game season. Now, well, obviously, this is a 16-game season, no longer 12. Could this record be broken? Could someone intercept 15 passes in a season to break the record?
Could somebody intercept? So you're saying that 15 interceptions is a record?
That would set the record.
Ooh, 15 interceptions in a season. Could I see that happening? I could see that happening, yes, but it's going to take a really good cornerback or a safety to do that.
Right.
Somebody really,
of course,
really, really good.
Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt in my mind that could be broken, you know, maybe soon. Who knows? That's more likely to happen than 25 straight wins as a starter.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Favre played in 297 straight games. We only have two quarterbacks that I can think of that have come even close. Not even close, but the two quarterbacks that have came close, most close to this record was Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Unfortunately, neither of them could do it because they both missed the entire season. Brady in 2008 and Manning in 2011. But can this record be broken? Can someone start more than 297 straight games like Favre did?
If it was so violent, it will be very rare to see. But it could happen. It's just going to take somebody extremely durable.
Yeah, I can see it happening as well. And the last one, Jerry Rice had 22,985 career reception yards. Now that is crazy. I honestly don't think that could ever be broken.
It could, but once again, it's going to take somebody, it's going to take a really great wide receiver to do it, and somebody who is extremely durable and who can play for a very, very long time like Jerry Rice did. But today's NFL, it's so violent, it's going to be very rare to see that. So you're probably more right than me that it'll never happen. I'd say that it could happen, but it'll be very rare. It's going to be a very rare instance.
And one more that I can that comes off the top of my head, I know of the San Francisco 49ers in the 1980s, they won 18 straight games away from Candlestick Park. If you ask me, that's never going to be broken. Nobody's going to win 18 straight on the road again. That's just not going to happen.
Wait, did you name off a fifth one? I thought you already did.
Yeah, I said that the Niners had won 18 straight road games back in the 80s. And I said that was probably never going to never going to be broken again.
Yeah, I don't think – it's going to take a really, really, really great team to do it, but I can't ever see that happen. 18 straight road wins in the NFL? No. Yep. This ain't the NBA. In the NBA, that can happen, but in the NFL, no. No.
Yeah, well,
home field is a lot in football.
Well, records are made to be broken. Some aren't.
You're right.
Some aren't. Some just are not going to be broken. Four minutes left. I know tomorrow that he played the Los Angeles Clippers in the final game of the Orlando Summer League. And then Friday's championship day.
Let's go Heat.
Basically, if the Heat win tomorrow. If the Heat win tomorrow, they're fair competing for first place. The first place, second place game is at noon on Friday. So let's go Heat. Let's win one more game to get first place in the Orlando Summer League. That would be something. And then the next day, Friday or Saturday, 7-11, they go right to Vegas and they start the Summer League there. So Heat coverage is never dead in the MSL.
Go Heat.
So, Andrew, what do you guys talk about on tonight's show?
Oh, that's a good question. Definitely that DeAndre Johnson thing a little bit more. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more free agency stuff. I'm actually seeing something on SportsCenter right now where they're talking about the trade deadline, so I might ask Darren if he could provide some baseball analysis, because the only one out of all of us that watches baseball, I pay attention, but I don't actually sit down and watch the games like he does. We might, I don't know, I haven't really looked at the sports world today and got headlines together, so I really don't know at this point. But it'll be a good show.
Yeah, we had sort of the same problem here today.
And just know that it's Casey Wallace Tuesday tonight, and tomorrow is SCU Wednesday.
That's right. So check Casey out tonight on the Andrew Powell Show from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Check me out tomorrow here on MSU and Wally at 2. And then on Andrew Powell Show at 8. Wednesday Night Baseball tomorrow night. Cubs Cardinals, 8 Eastern on ESPN. I want to thank Andrew for being out with me tonight, today. I want to thank everyone for listening. Yeah. Celtics straight draw walls to Warriors for David Lee. Just into ESPN. So this has been SCU Williams, MSU Radio, and I'll be back tomorrow with Casey.
Take it easy, Miami.
You have been listening to Stephen Sports Blog with Stephen Ert III, here only on MSL Radio.